Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Matthew Collar is the brains behind Purple Insider, but we are not starting with the Purple. We're starting with the other team that Matthew follows very closely. We talked about just a couple days ago with Jim Pete, the Lynx. The Lynx, the best team in the WNBA throughout the season, the number one seed, winning their first-round series, two games, zip, decisively winning game one, then up by 20, and then blowing a lead. Blown a lead with a number of turnovers, some debatable coaching decisions, bench outscored, and Phoenix, which played physical, which obviously has a talented roster, they win 89-83, so it's 1-1. Game three in this five-game series tonight in the Valley, starting a little past 8:30. Okay, let me ask it this way. What part of the game two loss should concern Lynx fans the most about this pursuit of championship number five?
Well, I guess I'll get very specific here, because we've seen Courtney Williams get kind of out of control before and turn the ball over and take bad shots, and they usually lose when that happens. It doesn't happen all the time. She's an excellent player, but I really thought that was the main reason why they lost, is that she was just trying to do way too much. But if there was one thing that concerned me, it was that Alyssa Thomas, I thought, got in Nafisa Collier's head in that game, where we rarely see Nafisa Collier talking trash, getting in people's faces, and she's usually kind of that quiet assassin, like the Tim Duncan style. And by the end of that game, Alyssa Thomas and her are face-to-face. And let me tell you who I wouldn't want to be trash-talking with. It's probably Alyssa Thomas, who is as good at that and as strong and kind of scary as a player that you're going to find in the WNBA. And that's where I kind of felt in that fourth quarter that they were really melting, was when Nafisa Collier wasn't focused on just what she needed to do, which was get to the basket and finish, where she had a number of opportunities, including a chance to win the game, and it didn't happen. So she wasn't the reason they lost. But I thought, if there's one way Phoenix is going to win this series, it is to beat the hell out of the Lynx, because they are bigger, they are stronger. And I think Alyssa Thomas is a person where she, when she's really going, she is virtually unstoppable. So I think that there were some parts of that that were pretty concerning. Also, the fact that Satu Sabally got way too many open three-point looks. And you know, the Phoenix had not shot very well from three against the Lynx. They were kind of bound to find it. And her getting hot in that game, if she gets hot for the rest of the series, she's 6'5" and can shoot it from three. That's very hard to stop.
One of the last times we talked about the Lynx, we talked about the depth they have, that Cheryl now feels really comfortable with eight players. They lose Carrington. They get outscored on the bench 22-3, which is a startling stat. Is that a one-time situation, or is that also something to watch if this run could be curtailed earlier than a lot of people think?
Well, it's definitely something to watch, because they bring shooters. Phoenix brings shooters off the bench. Westbell hit a couple of shots. Sammy Wickham has won two championships before as a three-point ace, and she hit that huge three-pointer to tie the game late. That's kind of who she's been for her career. She won with Seattle. She won with New York. She's always somebody that if she gets hot in a series, you're concerned about. But, you know, where I really thought they missed Carrington was two ways. She's got an edge to her. She's a violent player.
Correct.
She does not mind mixing it up with anybody.
Yeah.
And that kind of takes some pressure off the rest of the players that I don't think are that way. It also gives you matchups, which, you know, I think they're now limited a little bit in what they could do matchup wise without her out there. And, you know, I also think that she would be kind of a little bit of a calming presence where, you know, Heidemann wants to play fast. Courtney Williams wants to play fast. But I did think that Cheryl Reeve should have taken Courtney Williams out of the game after a couple of her turnovers because she was just playing out of control when they were up by 15 points, which was totally unnecessary, and maybe leaned on Heidemann a little bit more. But Heidemann not scoring in 15 minutes out there was pretty surprising as well. You know, I don't think that Phoenix has an unbelievable bench. I think that the Lynx still have better depth than most teams in the league, even without Carrington, but it's more of an even fight. Like, I thought if they were going into this with Carrington, who is a starting caliber player in the league, and then you bring Shepherd as well, their backup center has done some good things for them as well. But without Carrington, it's much more of like, that's not as big of an advantage as you thought it was going to be going into the series.
Let's switch over to the Vikings. The Vikings playing the first ever regular season game in Dublin against Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Kevin O'Connell, you know, told the story about Rodgers over and over again. They've known each other for a long time. They used to work out together. Aaron reached out to him. They had good conversations. In the end, from your reporting, how close do you think the Vikings came to signing Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, my understanding on that was, yes, they had phone calls, and O'Connell has liked to play it down as if it was only him and Aaron having, you know, a casual little chat like we're having right now. You know what?
The Aaron segment in Key and Peele is one
incredible.
Of the six or seven funniest pieces of entertainment ever, ever. It's so good.
Yeah, I agree. Look, if that was the case, though, if they had just had a phone call between them, would you and I be talking about it right now? We probably would not have known about it. So that says to me that they had meetings inside their building and that it got to that point where you have front office, coaching staff, you're talking to the ownership about it. And when Mark Wilf talked to us in Florida right after they had kind of announced that they weren't going to go after Rodgers, you know, he said that he was fully buying into J.J. McCarthy. And I think that the buck probably officially stopped with Mark Wilf. But I also think that J.J. McCarthy showed them so much last year that it made more sense to go with him. I mean, if it was Aaron Rodgers and he was playing the same way as Pittsburgh and this team was 2-1, we'd be kind of saying, what's the point here? And J.J. was standing on the sideline watching. I think that's what we'd be saying because there really is no future with Rodgers. So, you know, they would probably be a good team. They'd probably be a playoff team if they had decided to do that. And maybe if there is some second guessing now, it's that McCarthy looked extremely young in his first two games and maybe is a guy that needs a lot more time. So, you know, but at the time that they made the decision, they were working with not a lot of information. One training camp from McCarthy, his draft status, what they knew about his work ethic and character. And, I mean, let's be honest, though, look around this roster. They're one of the best in the league in interior defensive pressure. Where'd that come from? Money spent in free agency. They've put together now, I think, when it's healthy, an excellent interior offensive line, which is the first time I've ever said that to you. But they had to spend money to get that as well. And Jordan Mason, that came from money. So, you know, I think the philosophy was right of going out in free agency and stacking this thing up. And then you kind of leave the rest to fate.
This is Matthew Collar. Check out Purple Insider. It's absolutely worth it if you're paying even scant attention to the Minnesota Vikings. Let's put him on hold. We'll come back. We'll talk about the McCarthy dilemma, by the way. When he is healthy again, for Matthew Collar, is it an automatic that J.J. McCarthy, boom, right away, is the starting quarterback, or is he going to say, not so fast, my friends. Let's see what's going on with the team, and let's see if Carson Wentz is playing. More with Matthew in moments. I'm going to talk Aquarius, and I've made this point a couple times because we've had this fantastic stretch of weather, and I just told you with the weather forecast recently, It's going to be like this for another 10 to 14 days. Sign me up forever. It's going to end at some point. We live here in Minnesota, or you're listening, our podcasters, and guess what? You might be living in cold weather yourself. Go to AquariusHomeServices.com. Have them come out, if Aquarius is near you, and obviously they're all throughout this state, and get that furnace tuned up for how much? $29? Did you say $229? No, I said $29 for a furnace tune-up. Yes, you think of Aquarius, you think of water, you think of Aquarius Home Services. They're all over that utility room also. Make sure the furnace is ready when you need it. And yes, inquire about and get that Kinetico drinking water system, which is fantastic. Get the water softener, which helps you out. Earning the right to be recommended for me, I've had him a part of my homeowning for 30-some years, around since 1987. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Shaletta, early next hour. Rochelle Olson with Cheers and Jeers at 2:05 and 2:35. Am I Wrong with Lindsay? Okay, so let's get to the quarterback situation. The story, obviously, last week was the defense and the early domination and Isaiah Rodgers with his brilliant game. I think Wentz was fine. He looked like an adult. He knew what he was doing. I didn't think I saw Josh Allen 2.0. Maybe we'll get a little better test this week. Steelers defense that's beat up but still has talented players. So where are you at with your personal belief and where you think O'Connell is at? If Wentz keeps playing at a decent level, not just a spectacular level, but a decent level, and they're winning, do they stay with him or do they go back to their starter and say, he's our guy, we know it's not going to be smooth, we know it's not going to be a straight line, but we're going back to J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah, it's a very tricky situation, and I don't think any of us has any idea where this roller coaster is about to take us, because if you told me that McCarthy played next week or he didn't play until 2026, I could see both of those outcomes happening because, you know, Carson Wentz, you said, played like an adult. There were we said the same thing on my post-game podcast, and some fans didn't like it, but he's a grown-up. He's played for a really long time versus a kid who is the youngest starting quarterback in the league this year. And I thought McCarthy showed a lot of his youth in the two games. I mean, he showed also his upside in the fourth quarter of Chicago. But when you go back to that Falcons game, yes, everyone, I am aware the left tackle wasn't playing. Do you know that happens sometimes in football?
Right. Yeah,
that happens. But the real issue to me was that McCarthy held the ball for too long. He had held the ball for longer than almost any quarterback in the league that week. Well, Carson Wentz was the exact opposite and got rid of the ball as quick as any quarterback in the league. And look, KOC did not decide to run the good plays for Carson Wentz and the bad plays for J.J. McCarthy, I promise.
Yes.
This offense works. He says it all the time. It works on timing. And what you saw from Wentz was he would hit the back foot, and a lot of times the ball would come out even before a receiver's out of his break. That's the hardest thing to learn as a young quarterback, and I think that O'Connell has a philosophy that he doesn't ever want to ruin a young quarterback. He wants to make sure that he gives them the proper amount of training by the time they're out there. And I think what we saw from McCarthy was that he might not have that much. And when O'Connell started talking about 10,000 hours of playing quarterback, my thought was we might see a lot of Carson Wentz for the rest of the year. And that's okay. And that's the thing that is probably driven me the most crazy this week, is that everyone last year said, we sign up for taking it slow with this quarterback. And then the minute that they might want to do that, it's like fire KOC, get the kid in. You know, it's like, it's a hard thing to do though. It's a very hard thing to do, because Vikings fans have seen this movie before so many times with the journeyman quarterback and the great supporting cast.
I pretty much call Jordan Addison your guy, because it seems like every year you want the Vikings to add another wide receiver. And even with Justin Jefferson, you kept saying they should. And I was kind of like, okay, sure, Matt. Yeah, sure. Well, they did. And outside of the nonsense that he's engaged in while in his vehicle, he's been an excellent addition. He comes back. What does he do to the makeup of this team with his return?
Well, I think that I am very much justified in begging them to draft more receivers when you watch Jalen Naylor and Adam Thielen try to be wide receiver 2 and 3. And, you know, I think Thielen will still be a part of this offense. But trying to replace somebody who's a first-round draft pick, who's as good as it gets, is a route runner, as good as it gets when it comes to contested catches. I mean, he's a special talent. I think for most teams, or at least maybe half the teams of the league, he would be wide receiver 1. He just happens to have number 18 on the other side. But it makes their offense so much more dangerous with him in the lineup, because he's an all-level type of player. You can go underneath to him on quick routes. Especially where he's dangerous is intermediate, down the field. We've seen him do some really spectacular things on the deep passing game, which has not shown up at all, no matter who the quarterback is. But I expect with Jordan Addison in that that's going to happen a little more. What you need is someone to just punish the other team for playing cartoony defense against Justin Jefferson. And then once you do that, then they start to think about it, and then Justin Jefferson starts to get open. There's a real domino effect of having Jordan Addison in there. And I'm sure that Vikings fans who want JJ to play will be saying, look, Carson Wentz gets everything.
Yeah, exactly. I got to jump in, brother. You're 100% right. Be well. Enjoy some golf this weekend, too.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
Matthew Collar, right here on WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.